The 2024 Tahoe Big Year has been a wild ride, to say the least. So far, there's about 70 participants, and that includes kids and adults, most of which are adults. And of those 70 individuals, 21 of them have over 100 species. One of the reasons it's been so wild this year is because we had a relatively mild winter, so we found a lot of birds early on. For example, on New Year's Day, I had already logged 33 species, and I wasn't the only one that had that many. I know that the screenshot below of the leaderboard, a play on words obviously, leaderboard, leaderbird, shows May 1st's numbers. On May 1st, I had logged my 142nd bird, but as of this recording, which is May 7th, I'm already up to 155. The target number that many of us are shooting for is to document 200 bird species. It doesn't sound like much, but when you consider the fact that historically there have only been roughly 325 documented bird species in the Lake Tahoe and Truckee region, it's kind of a high bar. I know it doesn't sound like that when you do the math because it only works out to be somewhere between like 60 and 65% of the birds. And when you consider in the overall state of California, as of August of 2022, there are 681 species on the California Bird Records Committee list. 325 doesn't sound like much, and then 200 sounds even less. But then again, Lake Tahoe is a challenging place to call home for people and birds. So not only do we have a lot of people coming in and leaving after a short time here at Lake Tahoe, the same goes for the birds. Therefore, of those, 325, again, that's a rough number. I think there's maybe a couple more, just because it seems like every year there's something new found. Anyway, many of those 325 birds are actually just vagrants. They only pop in once every few years, and it's on one day for an hour, or they stick around for a day, and then they fly off. Lake Tahoe, because it is a huge body of water, provides a lot of habitat for different birds, so we end up being this thoroughfare for stuff traveling all over, from the Great Basin over to the coast, or from north to south, and vice versa. And then when you throw in an occasional snowstorm or wildfire with smoke, environmental factors cause birds to change up their behaviors a little bit so that they can get to wherever they're going. But again, we end up being this location where stuff does stick around for a short amount of time before moving on because, again, there's really diverse habitat here. But part of the wildness of this season is the fact that we have seen such a variety of birds. I mean, I'm definitely logging a lot of lifer birds, so first time seeing these things in my entire life, which I tend to not actually see stuff in those terms. Like in the birding world, finding a lifer bird is something that you've kind of been pursuing all of your life and now you just found it. There's so much that I have not seen, so for me to call something a lifer is almost a little bit of a joke because my birding experience is so short-lived compared to many other people's experience that it feels weird because I haven't actually been trying for 20 years to see such and such bird or whatever. It's a new bird for me, technically a lifer, but anyway, it's a funny thing. But I have been seeing a bunch of birds that I've never seen before, and that's been super fun because of all the diversity that I get to photograph. I really dove into this wildlife photography thing during this process, and I'm really having a good time, but it kind of seems like in spite of the variety, there's low volume. So what we're seeing is like one or two of the same species, mostly one, of a really cool bird that's unique. And again, if it's rare and it just gets knocked off course en route to its usual location that it would be flying to, it's understandable that there would only be one, but there's just a lot of other species that aren't necessarily rare, maybe not super common, but just not rare, that we're only seeing one or two, at least up until now. And as a result, it seems like we're all chasing the same bird then, and that's not really an enjoyable experience for me, even though, again, I will do it in order to log my 200 birds. But I'd much rather know that there's at least a few of them out there that I could see them maybe at a different location than what everyone else has been finding them at. I don't necessarily believe that there's anything nefarious or out of the ordinary because, again, we had a really mild winter, so we had a lot of birds around that we wouldn't normally see until April and May. But maybe because of the mild winter, they decided to either stick around or come up early, one of the two. All of that said, one of the concepts that I've been mulling over for the past month is this idea of abundance versus scarcity. We all want to live with abundance. We want to know that there's going to be enough, whether that's food, water, place to live, resources, toys to play with, places to go. But what happens when the reality in front of us is scarcity? Again, I like that idea of envisioning or visualizing this idea that our lives are filled with abundance, but I'm also pretty good about keeping one foot in the skeptics' world where there may not be enough. And when you believe that there's an abundance of everything, I can't help but feel like you start to get a little bit soft because you know there's always going to be something there for you. But if you embrace the idea that this may actually be something that falls into the scarcity column, like time, right? We all have this finite existence. We may only see this one bird right now, today, in this moment. Can we squeeze as much out of that moment as possible? So yes, I don't want to live or believe that there will never be enough. At the same time, I don't want to always assume that there will always be enough. I want to kind of tread that balance between the two so that I'm remembering that this may be the only moment in time that I'll have to see this, to be with this person, to experience this event. Otherwise, again, we just get this idea that, it's fine. We're going to have another time, you know, next week, next month, next year. Like, well, you might not. So make sure those camera settings are dialed in. Take lots of pictures. Hug your loved ones. Love where you're at. Because this moment is unique and we're never going to be able to recreate it.